The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Someone do the Bee Gees staying alive thing, quick.
No.
Staying alive, staying
no,
alive.
No, before that.
Oh, Riley. Auto parts.
Wow.
Oh, we're doing this so big, Papa. 265. You ruined it.
265.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was going for
that
there.
Was
but
clever.
The O'Reilly.
Did you guys know that there are 265 hours in a day?
No.
I think that's not correct.
Oh.
Listening to KJP.
The prime number.
Oh, my God.
The way he would look up that with chick. That dumb smile too, where like he was selling that he was unaware but was also waiting for your reaction because he knew
I
what he
I
was
can't
doing.
Compare to him in terms of just BSing. It's a skill I do not have to that degree.
I miss that guy.
The fact so that ridiculous. His character would still be out looking for that dude's dead cat.
Tracks so hard.
Just like 90 episodes later, he was still searching for the affidavit. Like
that he knew, like it was taken from him. There's no way. The JB himself would not accept that Trudy was dead. And I was like, she's gone. I'm done with that plot point. Exactly. I don't want to do it anymore.
Happened off screen. We don't know.
And then I purposely did it on, like, had something on screen. It was like, oh, her dead body is there. She's not coming back. We did that for 100 episodes. Oh, JB. We're doing
Are well. You ready to kill another character?
Well, really? I get to?
I mean, I think the odds are in your favor on this one.
The odds are ever in my favor because I can do whatever I want.
I'm a dinosaur.
Webby, or no, Lucky, you gain 5 corruption points because I feel like it.
Well, I'm mutating. Pass my endurance chest. Tech, fuck you.
I didn't expect that to actually make noise. My bad.
Fuck you.
So before we get into killing character territory, I want to say big thank you, of course, to everybody in Scott and the professional. Every few episodes, I mix it up. Patreon.com/professionalcasual. Help support the network. Getting episodes a week early. Getting access to tons of Patreon exclusive content. Tim, what's another one we haven't mentioned?
I was working on a dumb joke.
Of course you were.
I was going to spell patreon.com/professionalcasual backwards and try to read that out.
Wow.
But
that's a lot.
Yeah. Another show?
What's another exclusive thing on the Patreon they can get?
Elite Eight Showdown video.
No, nobody wants that.
I guarantee X-Paxis wants it. Be real.
Yeah, I mean, he's already watched it all.
You also get...
I got it. Here. I got one. You can be part of the Lizard of the Month Club. We'll send you a lizard every month that matches, I'm going to go ahead and say, zodiac sign. Capricorn lizard is a lizard that, let me go look up what zodiac
has a, go ahead.
Capricorn. We'll just say that one is goat flavored.
What would the Aries lizard be?
Also, go ahead.
Aries lizard has it's red because Aries is Mars, and that's the red planet. How about that?
So Angie. My goal there was to ask about Dan's zodiac sign so that Ben would think I was asking about mine and he would say something mean, but it didn't work.
Sorry.
I don't subscribe to any astrological stuff except that Tim is a Gemini.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The only part of it I ever believe is that you're a Gemini. The rest of it I don't know or really care about, but that one.
None of it else matters because none of it else is Gemini. So that's a big part of it as well.
Why that one?
Because like, it's about Tim.
Okay.
The way I'm presenting it is a little insulting, sort of, but Tim also totally agrees.
Yeah.
Because, like, Aries is known for, like, a short temper and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's not me at all.
You and BJ's runs out of your energy drinks? Short temper.
I needed them. I was out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Didn't have any more of the monster rehab. Mm-hmm.
You're short temper?
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn.
I think that's a bad idiom. I think that short temper does not make sense because it would take you a short amount of time to regain your temper.
Set in their ways.
What?
Aries are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm particularly stubborn.
I didn't say stubborn. That's Taurus, Dan.
Whatever. Set. How is that different from set in your ways?
Oh, so arguing the facts. So weird. Set in his way.
Is that a Galarian Taurus or a Hisuian Taurus?
I will agree. Energetic and active. No. Impulsive. Yes.
What?
Really? And loyal. Yes.
To a fault.
Yep.
Impulsive on certain things.
Apparently, my zodiac sign is known for its dreamy, empathic, and creative nature. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
You a Pisces or a Cancer?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
What's Capricorn?
This misses.
Yep.
What?
I'm an Earth sign, which is hilarious. Leaders, determined and ambitious, disciplined and responsible, practical, realistic.
Most of that fits.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're practical and realistic. Other times you're looking at dogs when we aren't getting another one anytime soon.
I'm two-faced, unstable, and flighty. So. Emotionally detached and hilarious.
You're always looking for Harvey Dent.
It's funny. But I was trying to say thank you to those, our star signs, our patrons, Expaxis, Rob, Iron Maze, and Tao. Of course, our King Ding Doppeldongers. And then we also, of course, greatly appreciate and love our professional cake sitters. I'm going to go from the bottom this time. Cord, Chris, Brooks, Handsome Andy, David, Pagan Prince, Speaks with Wind, Velicenda, Cliff Jumper, Rand McGuy, Otis, Leroy, Quacku, Killed the Sparky, Cider Drinker, Briar Mage, Bicon, and Dagna.
Something
I like to dance with it.
Something they get for being patrons that we haven't talked about in 4 years. When we first started the show, we took questions that we answered in character that were probably around episode 20 or 25.
Yeah.
That we answered. And
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. We also did Night Before Christmas, but Gapapa themed.
That night was a blast.
That was before ChatGPT, too.
And so
we actually wrote that.
Oh, that one is on the Patreon somewhere. Yeah, yep. You can look up the Gapapa. The Gapapa Before Christmas or something like that, where we all took a couple verses and changed it up to fit with Warhammer and Gapapa specifically.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's pretty.
Something that's really nice about coming into this show late is that there's never a lack of bullshit that Tim has done. I'm just always surprised. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Right.
And why?
There was someone that couldn't record and we had some time to kill. So we sat in between
the episodes well is just
and
rewrote. Never dry.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, JB's here, so we might as well make use of this time and do something. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of nights like that and they're always good, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
And back then, like that early on was like still during lockdown time. So it was like, who cares if we're up until 2 a.m. doing this nonsense?
Right.
I'm going to sleep until whenever I feel like anyway.
The world's going to be over.
Our first April Fool's Day, on the Patreon, I made a post that Chuck was going to be running Settling the Southlands, and I put his face in the logo.
Yeah, that was so good.
And I remember Pony Danza being like, I'll finally listen now. And everyone else was rather upset.
Especially Chuck, because he didn't tell me you're going to do that. And he's right. Like, what do you think I'm doing?
That's really funny.
That was back when every week for Elite Eight Showdown, I would Photoshop Chuck's head in something embarrassing or ridiculous or in his mouth or something along those lines for
Chuck with all the glizzies in his mouth.
Yeah.
Classic image there.
Classic t-shirt, too.
We drove past his house today.
Nice.
Said, hey, there's Chuck's car. Lily has a friend named Charlie, and I told her I'm going to start calling her Chuck for fun. And Lily was like, please don't do that. And I'm like, well, now I want to do it more.
There's a gentleman that has recently started coming to the center that looks a lot like me without glasses, and he's thinner. And they've started calling him Tiny Tim, and he's like 2 inches shorter than me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm pretty sure you guys hate the situation you're in right now.
You're not a fan, actually.
Surrounded out of your mind from some spell, apparently.
What are you talking about? I've been itching to roll a new character.
You got so many ideas up in there. Creative is part of Pisces, you said. So curious what you might have.
I make fun of Lindsay all the time because she's a Pisces. And I was like, Pisces just cry a lot.
I don't remember how. That's not my fault.
So you all have an initiative of 10. So you're going to be going the same time. Mm-hmm. So you can go whatever order you feel like here. But all these things are happening simultaneously with the three of you.
May I ask, because there are limitations in Forge and the way you are able to show us this, what the orientation of the enemies is and how many of them are there, and does it constitute a group?
Shut up, Ben.
What? So as of right, you're basically surrounded, and it's like 2v1 on each of you at the moment. The lady with the flail and the cherub looking dude really stand out from the others, but the other four just kind of look like thug type people.
Really, Mina's the only one 2-on-1. Ben and I are both 1.5. Oh no, Ben's 2.5-on-1, and I'm.
It's honestly too generous to call me one.
That one was stunned. They can't move to gang up on me more.
Oh, that one is stunned. It's not showing me the icons though. It's weird.
It's because they're question.
I probably need to update it.
No, the stun is on it.
Oh, yeah. You can see the stun.
I can see it and the bleed, right?
I can't see it.
Maybe that's the.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess.
Skull thing.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, there's like a
swirl. Oh, that's good.
GM, I'm gonna go ahead and guess that there is no good orientation for me to throw a bomb, hit them, and not hit us. Is that accurate?
It would be quite difficult. Actually, before we even decide order anything, everybody make a challenging cool test to see if you can act this round.
Oh, thank God.
I am able to.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I was expecting at least one of you to fail. I'm going to roll for your movement characteristics, if it even matters. Mina, your movement is, I got to reroll that, 3 okay. Instead of 4. Lucky, yours is 4 instead of 4. And Webby, yours is 2 instead of 4.
I mean, I can't move.
Yeah.
I will immediately die.
Yeah, I doubt any of you are going to move, but in case you want to. 2 of you have new movement characteristics for this turn.
All right. I only have one idea, and I should do it before Mina goes. Mina, I think you might need a little help. This is going to be a big fight.
Ooh.
I think the grass champion needs to be on her game.
Yes, I agree.
All right, snort this. And I'd like to give her Reynald's delight.
Do you do what he says?
Yeah.
So I'm going to we'll say that's both of your movements.
Okay.
That would be Webby's turn, because you have to take it out and then, like, administer it to Mina.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. So I'm using the pipe that I got off that dead guy.
And then Mina, we can say that counts as your movement or action, so you could have
Again, I don't think you're going to move, so you could say that counts as your movement.
Okay.
And then what do you want for action and lucky? What are you doing? Thinking a lot. Tim is.
Yeah.
I think that was the most impactful thing that I could do that didn't involve blowing us all up.
I like it.
If you can't blow us up, just make Mina do blow.
I'm more or less out of the combat now.
Yeah. I want to take out my sword. Right in my shield.
Sword and shield?
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you take them both as one action.
Okay, thank you.
Lucky?
My dart.
Give them the darts.
29. So that'll be 4, 9 success levels.
As you do that, you notice nobody tries to dispel your magic here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which I think Lucky would find odd. You probably weren't expecting that.
Yeah. So, okay. Well. So we're going to add 5 damage with 8 of those success levels and then make an additional target as well. I actually have 10 success levels because of my advantage, which nice. Won't do anything. So,
of course.
We'll hit the 2 next to me for 10 damage.
10 damage each.
And remember, after we go, it'll be the end of the round and that dude will bleed.
Yep. So let's see.
Actually, no. The 2 targets I'm going to hit are the one that hit me and one of the ones that hit Mina to get rid of their advantage because the one that's down and bleeding won't have any advantage.
And for some reason, it's saying he has one. He shouldn't. He has conditions. Okay, so the one that hit you takes 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Solid hit. And the one that hit Mina loses its advantage and also takes a solid hit. Ouch. Great turn by Lucky. And then that guy loses 3 wounds from his bleeding. Right, it's 3?
Yeah.
And then all of our initiatives return to normal so we can get another turn.
It goes back to the top of initiative, which is none of you. And I need to double check my initiatives because I just had them kind of go when I felt like the first round. Oh, close. I just mixed up the first 2. So bald guy stabs at Webby. It's going to be a challenging cool test to see if you can defend yourself.
Nope. Stab away, hombre.
Oh no, we got a crit.
Uh-oh. Oh good, I'm gonna die.
So you're gonna take 10, we'll do the crit first.
Sure, why not?
So I got a reroll for location. I got a 22, so that's a left arm. Yes. And then the big metal die from Leroy.
Leroy.
Ruh-roh. Where did I just say it hit? The arm?
I was planning on trading that one in anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so you take 4 automatic damage.
I'm down.
Yikes. And you have a dislocated shoulder.
I'd be glad if that was the end of my troubles.
So your arm counts as lost.
Yep.
Gained a stunned condition until you receive medical attention. And after the initial treatment, we'll have to look back at this later. After initial treatment and extended heal test, reaching 6 success levels resets the arm, after which tests made using the arm suffer a negative 10 penalty for 4 days. Or you could potentially use a fate point, or you said you had some armor, right?
Nope, I lied.
Oh, that's right. You did say right after that wasn't true.
All right, so what does a fate point do here?
So you can use a fate point to, at this point, it's not killing you. So you would use a fate point to just not take any damage from this attack. And basically, it didn't happen. Or you can take this and hope it doesn't get worse.
I am almost certain that this will kill me if I don't fate point it. So let's do that.
Okay, so we'll say, so you spend a fate point and The attack actually misses.
Any chance that I can pretend it hit and just go prone?
If you, oddly enough, if you were dying, that's pretty much what would happen.
Yeah.
When you use a fate point.
Yeah.
Like fall to the ground, just plot not dead.
You just possum it.
All right, Flail Lady is going to... Oh, she missed you last turn, so she didn't have any advantage. That's right. Says she does because I made her charging, but that's not true anymore. So she is going to try to hit you with this flail again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, give me that.
Okay, two success levels.
So you can try to defend yourself.
I'm going to melee parry this time.
I would like to remind everyone. One second. I was looking at something, but then the thing kept scrolling. I was going to say the Reynald's Delight gives her plus 10 to, among other things, willpower.
Oh, nice.
Dope. Awesome.
I think also strength, toughness, and something else. I'll go look it up.
Yeah. I fortune pointed that roll because it was a 99 for that melee parry.
Well, just keep it.
No.
What's the worst that could happen?
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with my 24 instead. So that's
way better.
Four success levels and then whatever Reynald's Delight does for me.
Plus one to movement and plus 10 to weapon skill, strength, toughness, and agility.
Ooh.
Sorry, I lied. It was not willpower. It's weapon skill.
And wounds, right? I get plus 3 wounds.
Because your strength goes up.
Plus 2 wounds because your toughness goes up.
Yeah, plus 3 because toughness and strength go up. Yeah.
Yes, so plus 3, yes.
Okay, so you deflect with your shield and the flail bounces off of it. And she just screams in your face, "What did you do with him?"
With who? What?
And then the others get to go here, so we'll just I'll continue moving around counterclockwise for myself. So this guy is gonna try to stab Mina.
Second, first, same as the first. Cool. I rolled a 6.
Okay. Thank you for remembering that.
You're welcome. Melee parry. 1, 2 success levels.
All right. So you're gonna take 9 damage to the left leg. Mm-hmm. I had 4 success levels. And then you lose your advantage, and I gain one.
Did you count the advantage in plus 10 weapon skill from Reynald's Delight, Mina?
Yes.
Just checking.
Yep.
All right, first one versus Lucky. This guy should not have any advantage. Why is it saying he has advantage? Foundry's trying to cheat.
Yeah.
I took it away from him.
Melee pole arm.
Cool first.
Oh, pass. Good, because I want to roll lower than that.
Before you roll anything else, I'm going to roll another D100 here to see where my critical hit lands, because I rolled an 11. And the 92, which is going to be your right leg.
That's the same side of the body, though.
And...
Do you ever really use your legs?
Yeah, all the time. I walk on at least one of them.
So, Lucky, you're going to take 2 automatic damage.
Dumb.
Unless you fate point this, but probably not, because you get a twisted knee. You twist your knee too far. Agility tests suffer a negative 20 penalty for 10 rounds.
Okay. That's fine.
So you want to make a note of that. Minus 20 agility. Yes. So like if you were to dodge, would be pretty much where that would come into play. But the 2 automatic damage is kind of nice for me. And then how'd you do on your defense? I already told you what I rolled.
But... really great. A 27. So that would be 3, 4, 5, 6 with defensive.
Okay. So you deflect the red, like throughout our, you know, back and forth, he gets a slice, or maybe you twist your own knee.
Yeah, probably.
While you're trying to defend, you're like, oh, but you still get the staff in the way to not take any, like, major damage. Then the next guy here that is on you is going to go.
That guy's stunned.
You're right. So I think I can make an action or movement.
I believe so.
I'm going to double check here. No, can't take an action. But I can make an endurance test to try to remove it at the end of his turn. Which they don't have endurance, so a toughness test here, and he fails.
Woohoo!
So he doesn't get to do anything. And then the last guy on Webby. So Webby,
didn't
give me.
Didn't I already die?
No, because you use a fate point to not take any damage from that, or to nullify that attack. So this is the other, just regular dude.
I can't defend.
Oh no.
I mean, it wasn't going to do me any good anyway, so no worries.
Okay, so this is going to be 12 damage to your right arm.
All right, I guess I don't need that arm then.
So we'll see what happens. So we got to. Does that put you below zero?
Well, yeah.
So we got to see how much, because I got to add that to the critical roll.
What does it mean, add it to the critical roll?
So every point that this attack would take you below zero, I add 10 to my roll.
You'd be adding 100 then. So, okay. You'd be adding 70. Still
okay,
there.
Okay. So that brings it to a 100, because I rolled a 30 here, which is the same thing as before, dislocated shoulder.
Oh, that's fine. Yep.
So you can fate point it again or take it this time.
I'll take it.
Okay, so
I'm not getting out of this combat without getting extremely hurt.
Yeah, and you fate
this points. One at least didn't kill me.
Right. You're at zero wounds. You go prone. And your arm, which arm was it?
My right arm.
Oh no, your right arm counts as lost currently because it's dislocated. You can't really use it, and you have a stunned condition. You're not unconscious yet. You're just down on the ground, stunned. And then that'll bring us to you three for this round. Nina, your movement is 4. Lucky, your movement is 3. Webby, your movement is...
Just say 0. It'll be easier for all of us.
Keep rolling 5s. 4.
All right. I pass my... Because this is where we make another cool check, right?
To see if you get an action.
So I can act.
And Webby, you can... you're stunned. You can't make an action anyway. But you can make an endurance test to see if you can get rid of the stunned condition while you're laying there.
Nah.
I pass my cool.
Nice.
I would like to attack Crazy Lady with the flail.
Okay.
44.
Oh no, that's too good. She's gonna try to dodge. Obviously, she won't be able to dodge the crit, but yeah. The rest of the attack, which looks like you're gonna.
So Mina is just surrounded by enemies, and I just gave her pump up juice.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
So she's going into full berserker rage now.
I just want to see the blood.
All right, reroll. Nice. Give me a roll to see where it is.
72.
It's a little body.
Oh, who would have guessed?
That's crazy. It is.
What?
And then one more D100 to see what the crit is. Critical.
85.
Ooh, that's high.
She's got shish kebab.
Major chest wound. That's appropriate. You take a significant wound to your chest, flensing skin from muscle and sinew. Take 4 bleeding conditions. Until you receive surgery to stitch the wound together, any wounds you receive to the body also inflict 2 bleeding condition as the tears reopen.
Bye, Heather Graham.
Yikes. What did I say? 4 automatic damage?
4 bleeding conditions, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I said the automatic damage out. That was 4. So 4 damage and 4 bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 0 positive success levels.
So I rolled a 44, so that's 2 plus Reynald's Delight, so 3 success levels.
Okay.
Didn't you use Shield Maiden when you got hit earlier? Doesn't that give you advantage? Or did I
only if
miss?
I fail.
I thought you did fail.
I did fail.
I don't think you had your shield out yet.
It did. Because I did melee parry. Like, literally the last attack.
Oh, the other guy hit. That's right.
Yeah. So that's 2, 4 plus Reynald's Delight.
Sorry to be
5.
A stickler, but no, literally our entire futures depend on whether Amina can calculate her damage correctly.
You need it right now,
so
for sure.
13.
13 damage?
Yep.
Yikes. And this is with Baracle, right? So no armor unless she's wearing magical armor. And then subtract her toughness because you don't have a rune fang. You don't get to ignore that. And sorry, you said 13?
Yes.
Okay. So she goes down. She's at 0.
Wait. How many negatives did she have?
Zero positive success levels. She rolled her stat exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So actually, give me a crit roll here.
96.
And where'd you hit her?
Body.
Oh, right, of course. So you're going to get two crits on this hit. 96, broken collarbone. She goes unconscious.
Don't mess.
So she's got a 40% chance of dying at the end of the round because she's bleeding and unconscious.
Just saying, don't mess with me on drugs.
For real, I thought this lady was going to be way worse. She didn't do anything.
Yes, she did. She hit me twice.
She didn't hit you at all. The other guy did. No, she never hit you with the flail. She
attracted her so well.
You deflected it with your shield, and then the other guy stabbed you.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Lucky, did you go yet?
No.
Swear to God, if you keep summoning birds.
I mean, I wasn't gonna.
But now.
I'm gonna fly straight up.
I guess cool we'll fucking already, see you later, then.
Do you have advantage to spend to disengage?
Yeah, I have one. I lost it with the crit, and then I got another one for successfully.
Okay, so you only need one. You just have to spend all your advantage to move away without me getting a free attack. So you can go up. How far do you want to go?
I think my movement's 4, right?
So put 16 yards up. So that is there a mark on your? I don't see it on mine. Did that change something on Lucky's token?
Not that I see. Oh, there is something at the bottom now, but it looks like I'm stunned or poisoned or something.
That's Webby stunned.
Oh, maybe it's under that guy.
There we go.
Oh.
16 yards, plus 16 yards.
Nice.
So your elevation is up 16.
Because I assume the roll that you made for movement, like, would affect my flight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, because it just gives, I think you fly at your movement speed.
Okay.
I think.
And then I'm going to try to dart everybody about it.
Nice. Okay.
Pew. 20 cat, so...
That sounds good.
4, 3, 9 success levels. And I no longer have advantage, so it won't be that 10. So I'm going to do the same exact thing. I'm going to hit them, both of them dudes for 10.
Those same guys?
Hmm?
All right, you kill them both.
Do I really?
The last time you took them down to half, so...
Hell yeah!
Now they're dead.
And now I got an advantage.
And they're just, like, dudes, so I'm not doing critical hits on them.
Okay.
Awesome, so you get your advantage back. End of the round, that guy takes 3 bleeding damage. He's not dead yet, though. And then I got a chance this lady dies.
40%.
4 bleeding conditions, so 40 or less, she dead. She bleeds out. I rolled a 22.
Oh, she critically died.
Yeah, and she's not bleeding anymore. She's dead.
All right, now I'm going to kill that fat baby.
Dave's on the board.
He's winking at me. It's weird.
Yeah, kill that. It's Bruno. Bruno was always winking and doing weird stuff.
That's true. It's just bald Bruno.
Being fat.
That's what he looks like without his hat on?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
The hair is actually all in his hat. It comes off with it.
Kill that bald babe.
It's a fat baby.
Fat baby.
I actually thought he looked like Kingpin. I thought he was going to come out and scream something.
I was also going to say Kingpin.
Embarrassing him in front of Vanessa or something like that.
Vanessa. Okay, so that's end of that round, right? Webby, you said you failed your endurance test to get rid of stunned?
Yeah, my turn is being spent calling dibs on all the blood.
Right? There's so much blood.
That other dude passes stunned? Or is he still on the floor?
Oh, I forgot he gets to try that. Yeah.
Did you give him his blood?
I did. He took his 3 bleeding damage. So he'll get a toughness test here and promptly fail it, but 4 negative success levels.
Hell yeah.
So he's still stunned. Did I have him attack you? No, because you reminded me he was stunned. Never mind. Okay, so back to the top. The fat baby just looks over and he's like, Blanca, no! And then he steps over and stabs at Mina, who's not outnumbered anymore because the other guy's dead.
Cool first.
Yep.
7. Got another crit.
Remember when this was going poorly for you guys?
I mean, I'm still not doing great.
No, I mean, it's still going poorly for Webby, but for the group, it's much better.
And 2 success levels.
Okay, and your skill's definitely higher than mine, so we tied there. So you win. Let's do the crit first. Okay. So reroll to see where it is.
50.
50?
The body.
The body, of course it is.
That's so crazy.
And then roll
as a Capricorn, you are persistent and reliable.
That is true. 4.
Winded. Gained a stun condition. No extra damage. The wounds are trivial. It's the only 10 or less is the only way to get trivial in the body. Ooh. But stunned, as you knock the wind out of him, I get to make an average endurance test or go prone.
Now you gotta use the pointy end, Mina.
But sometimes this end is fun too, you know?
Well, he's got good endurance. Did I say that was average? It is. Okay, so he passes that. He doesn't go prone, doesn't take damage, but he is stunned. But then you won, so you don't get hit. I forgot this was his turn. So you gain an advantage there.
Thank you.
And he's just out of it for a moment. And then one next to Lucky that's bleeding is stunned. So I'm going to try to get over that one more time. And he fails with negative 6 success levels this time.
This dude's a champ.
Yeah, he's awful. And then the last thug-looking dude is going to step over Webby's body as well and outnumber Mina and try to attack you.
Mind the gap.
Why are you obsessed with me?
You're the only target right now.
I passed my cool. 3 success levels.
All right, you block again because I got negative 3. Foundry is not rolling well for me.
You rolled fine against me, jerk.
Yeah, that's true. And it's back to you guys. So again, Webby, you can make an endurance test to try to not be stunned anymore.
I'm not stunned anymore.
Yay.
Got a 17 in my cool check to act.
Cool. Mina?
And I only have 9 rounds of a twisted knee left.
Nice.
Nice. I rolled a 10 on my cool.
Okay, so you guys can both act.
I'm going to kill this fat baby.
Can I act?
I think so. I think you're very talented.
So you're, when you're stunned, you make the test at the end of your turn. So.
I see. Gotcha.
Hang on, I can't math. 3 success levels, please.
We are gonna... What's his melee? We're gonna try to dodge.
Okay.
Wait. He's stunned. I guess... Can I still defend myself? I forget. You gain an automatic advantage before rolling the attack.
Okay.
And... Negative, all tests, but can defend. I can defend myself, but I'm at negative 10. So he's going to try to. I was looking at his cool for dodge. His dodge is bad. So he'll try to. Well, he'll still try to dodge out of the way. He's not thinking straight. How did you do?
What did I say? 3 success levels.
I had 0 negative.
So 11.
Or no, I'm sorry, negative 1. It didn't.
12.
Count the minus 10 for stunned for some reason.
13.
13 damage again?
I forgot my run loads to light.
All right. You notice he's not wearing any armor. Sorry, one more time. How much was it?
13.
13 again? All right. So you hit him hard, but he's not dead.
This fat baby is so squishy.
Jumbo Carnation.
Yeah!
That was his name.
All right. Hell yeah!
The fashion designer that worked with Emma Frost a lot with 4 arms.
What a great name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who? Varys the Spider.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, he does look a lot like Varys. Yeah. Another great Morrison creation, Jumbo Carnation.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. He was a character that was created just to be fridged.
Yeah.
He was killed by an anti-mutant mob. Mm-hmm. But then he was raised back during the Krakoa era. Era.
All well that ends well.
Dart.
There's 3 targets currently. FYI.
So we're not going to get it by a whole ton this time. We rolled a nice, so we're only going to get that because we have advantage. So that'll just be 3. And we're going to do 7 damage to 2 of them that are conscious.
So there's the one that's bleeding, the other thug guy, and the fat baby.
Yeah, the one that's not stunned on the ground, bleeding out.
Okay. Is it 7 damage?
Yep.
Math is that much. And the fat baby, Take seven. All right. So neither of them go down, but they're both hurting.
I'm advantageless.
Yep. Which only one, I think one guy had advantage left. Maybe not. I may have forgotten to take it off before. So now it's gone. So that's the end of the round. The bleeding guy collapses in a pool of blood as he bleeds to death.
I hit him with a stick.
And so then...
gave him a really bad splinter.
Yeah, like, ow.
Ouchie. Top of the next round, you all feel your minds clear.
Okay.
And you don't need to make any more cool tests.
And my shoulder's fixed?
You wish. And we're going to go at the regular initiative here. So, Lucky, yours is what now?
47.
Still 47. So you actually get to go twice in a row here. You're at the top of the round now.
Hell yeah, I'm a dart him.
One more dart.
Oh, cat one. That's a one.
Yikes.
So that's...
that's a million success levels.
11 success levels. So I'm going to do 10 to both.
10.
If I get 8 success levels through 12, does the same exact thing.
All right, so Fat Baby, roll me a location.
84. That's the left leg.
Left leg. Roll me a D100 to see what do you do to his left leg with a critical hit.
Something minor. 37.
37 is a minor cut.
Did he have any... did he go below zero for any additionals to that? 37?
Oh, shoot. How much did you do?
10? 7. Wait. Yeah, 10.
Let's see. He was... oh. Crap, he does go below. Oh, no. Was it 10 or 7?
10. 7 was my last turn.
The last one was 7. Okay, so he was at 3 because I thought it was just enough to go to 0 because he soaks 4. So he would take 6. So he's at minus 3. So it adds 30 to this. So 60.
67.
67. Badly twisted knee. So he would gain 2. He would take 2 wounds, but he's at 0 and he gains a torn muscle major in his leg. And so he's just like, oh! And like almost fall, or he goes prone because he's at 0.
My twisted knee's only at 8 rounds now.
Told you don't even use those legs. You're just floating up there like a jerk.
Yeah, right. You don't even need your knee now.
Right, but it's all flailing around and stuff.
All right, Mina, since you upped your initiative. No, you're not. This guy's up next. He's stuck.
I also upped my initiative to 40.
Oh, so you guys get to choose your order on your turn. So I'm going to have him do a quick endurance test to see if he's still stunned at the end. He is not. He gets rid of his stun condition, but he's still prone and clearly very badly hurt from all these wet bread all over him.
He was very badly hurt.
Very badly hurt. So Webby, you said you got over the prone, right? Or the...
I did. Stunned. Or I got over the stunned. And considering that this guy is standing basically right on top of me, I'd like to take the opportunity to pants him.
All right. So I'm gonna do just do a melee weapon skill or a melee test. If
you... I don't think so. There. I think this is a sleight of hand check.
Oh, actually,
there's no way he's looking at me.
I actually like that here. So I'm gonna oppose it with his perception.
Okay.
See if he notices you just step...
I think that this doesn't matter at all. Mina's gonna kill this guy. I just wanted to be part of it.
I love it. I like it. I love this.
All right. I got my perception.
I rolled 100.
So he sees you. I got 2 success levels. So he just slaps your hand away.
Damn it.
With the flat of his blade.
That was gonna be so funny. You were gonna be in stitches, metaphorically and literally.
Also, don't forget you're fatigued after overcoming stunned. Which is minus 10 to everything.
Well, in that case, I still rolled a damn 100.
Yeah. Okay, Mina.
I'm going to kill this fat baby.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to try to deflect with his sword. But I am minus 10 because fatigued, and they have me another minus 20 for something else. I think because I'm prone.
3 success levels.
Oh boy, I got negative 7.
Wow, so 10.
So 18 damage.
18.
Where'd you hit?
Sounds like everywhere.
Body.
Body. So let's see. So that's negative 14. So he's absolutely dead. That would be 140 added to whatever I roll. So you run him through.
Get out of here, baby.
And then it's the last guy's turn. He does not currently have any advantage. Actually, he does. He's got one advantage because he won that opposed test. He uses it to disengage and sprint out of there as fast as he can.
He better run.
And
you kind of saved that guy's life by trying to pull his pants back.
So he just books it, and you're surrounded by five dead bodies of these people that just out of nowhere attacked you.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
Let's check their bodies.
Yeah, yeah, you met five dead bodies.
Yeah, no need to hurry for any reason. I'll just be here on the ground.
Oh, I'm a doctor. I'll go heal Wabby.
Oh, I want to resist, but I can't.
I don't think he can stop me. I start at his belt buckle, as I most recently saw a doctor do to somebody else.
How'd you do? It'll be average because you're not in combat anymore.
Oh, yeah, I crushed it. And by that, I mean only got it because of average. yeah, I rolled 2 over my skill initially. So, but with the average, that'll be 2 success levels plus my intelligence bonus. So, yeah, I don't know, heal 6 about it or whatever.
6 wounds back. Yay!
All right. I'm almost at half health.
Nice. That's a pretty good place to be. So...
Speaking of, that's more damage than I've taken in a long ass time.
Yeah.
Can I heal myself?
You could do a heal test on yourself.
I need some too when they're done.
Oh, that's a cat 7. So I'll heal myself to full. And then I'll go to Mina. And that'll be... So when I fail it, I still heal just...
It's your intelligence bonus plus success levels. So. Okay.
Mina, you'll heal...
At least he didn't cut her this time.
That's true.
Wait, no, it's average. I forgot about that. Hold up. My heal is...
So 4?
I don't know how to read my skills. That's
really demonstrating the degree to which you wish that I had both arms right now.
You'll heal 3.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, you need somebody to set your shoulder back in place.
I can try surgery. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You can try to do it to yourself.
Honestly, who else would I trust?
Where to go? Dislocated shoulder. So you need to, you get average heal test here, which is incredible for you. And it's an extended test. So you just need to accrue 6 success levels.
Am I legit? Would I be able to do this one handed? Because that arm counts as lost right now.
I got 2 extra hands right here.
Are you going to let somebody assist you?
I guess he could, like, brace my arm.
Yeah.
If he promises not to look at me.
okay.
I love that. So you can make a heal test. It's average and an additional plus 10 for assistance from Lucky.
Sure.
Which I'm sure you'll get there in 1 or 2 rolls.
Unless you can roll 100. 6 success levels.
All right, there you go. So you and Lucky get your shoulder back into place. Oh, it's got to hurt a lot. And
I do the standard doctor thing of being like, okay, on 3. 1, 2. And then I wrench it, and I'm like, why didn't you wait for 3?
I'm sorry.
Just say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I've never done surgery before.
Okay, so put a note down that you are negative 10 to any test using your right arm for 4 days.
That's really going to cut into my combat potential.
All right.
So that was just a bunch of DAR?
There was right before the battle started. And then you were all
I don't remember loopy. Your stupid magic language. What does DAR mean?
Bad.
Dark magic.
Dark magic. Ooh. Demons.
Well, that tracks.
Necromancers. Zombie stuff.
We should probably
channel detect humans. I agree.
Yes, let's check their bodies.
All right. So the woman, you learned her name was Blanca, because the fat baby said it at one point. She has a flail, of course, a fashionable green leather jack, which is a jack is like a jacket. It's 1 point of armor on your body and arms.
Dibs.
And then she has a Lucky would notice really quickly. She has 4 doses of weird root.
Oh, hell yeah.
And now that you have any time to look at her, she looks like she's clearly an addict. Like she was on it then. And she has signs of like, she just, as soon as one is out, she does it again.
Like Xan.
And she has this weird amulet.
What does it look like?
A tooth.
It's not a tooth, no. I'll have to go back to that one. I thought it would be in one book, and it's not.
So well, another. I'm not paying attention to it anyway, because I'm trying to detect demons.
Did you pass it eventually?
Well, I've only done the first channeling roll, but it was...
How'd you do there?
I rolled a 10.
That good?
A 1 cat, so...
Oh, nice. That's actually very good.
6-8 success levels at the start, so now I can just try to cast it. Which I will.
Mina, how are you feeling? Not there? Good.
No.
Yeah.
No, I hurt in parts of my body that don't normally hurt. I do not like it.
Well, I kind of meant the heavy breathing and the still stomping on that guy's leg.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep. See, so like when I was checking her body, I just wanted to really make sure that these stab wounds were like thorough.
For
so
real, right? Because it was all dreamy there for a second.
Yeah, so I just like was, I'm like blood up to my elbows right now. That's okay, she's dead. So is he.
So now that apparently we're just on the street and not like in a different city or anything like I thought briefly, we could probably skedaddle.
Yeah, why did I feel so sad?
Yeah. I felt actually really excited until then the dagger hit me in my body.
Mm-hmm. Arm. Jinx. Yeah, I think that we need to take a sabbatical for a few days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna take them drugs. And what that amulet do?
I'm taking that jacket. I think it looks swag.
Swag. So I just sent a picture to the Discord chat. Basically, that the like wrapped end of that thing is had like it looks like a handle. The thing itself is only a couple inches long, but she was wearing it on a chain around her neck.
Is that a magic wand?
It doesn't appear to be magical.
Oh, I don't care about it no more.
I'll take that.
And then you see the fat baby also has the same thing, the amulet. He just has a basic sword, and Lucky would recognize, if you guys look around a little bit, you find a scroll in the alleyway.
Yeah.
That it doesn't have any magic to it anymore, but it has like a spell written out.
Well, yeah, what the hell was that?
You can read it on the scroll. It is a spell called Acquiescence.
Acquiescence?
That all you know what it did to you, and that there was a whole bunch of dar when he cast the spell with the scroll. And he also has a small tin of honeyed... Oh, what? Oh, it didn't finish the thing. It says small tin of honeyed larks, but like possessive. And there should be one more word, but it got cut off.
Wait, he cast that? That fat baby?
One of them did.
Well, okay.
But they didn't seem to be wizards or anything. They weren't casting spells. They weren't dispelling yours. You didn't see any winds on them.
I take a intuition test to confirm that none of them were witches, and I failed it. They're all
witches. Well, all right, before we go, we gotta burn them.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
All the 4 dudes, they just copied and pasted the trappings from the fat baby. Because this says, again, magic scroll and small tin of honeyed larks.
Nice. We have 5 tins of honeyed larks and 4 active scrolls.
And this one, this book isn't down here. So, yeah, they all had just a sword. And instead of like they have like a jade pendant, but it's just like a little circular amulet. Not like the wand rod looking thing.
Does the fact that this is all jade have any significance?
Everybody can do an average perception test as you're looking over these bodies.
Quick fail.
3 success.
You said average?
Yeah.
6.
Wow. So Mina and Lucky, as you're looking this over, like they all have some kind of jade pendant and they're all wearing some kind of green. Blanca had a fashionable green leather jack. The fat baby has that. The picture, you can see his coat is green. And all the other guys had a bit of green somewhere, like a green hat or a green mask pulled over their face or a green shirt or whatever.
Is there a green cult?
Right. Like, was it like the purple hand and now these are like the green thumbs or something?
Yeah. Next, the blue barracudas are going to come out and they're going to be a whole thing.
I mean, the marshal probably has more intel on.
Yeah, if there's like
some sort of green cult, right?
Jade gang or something.
The Jade gang.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just take the crap and go back.
Yeah, I think so.
Go back where?
To the
barracks. To our fancy digs.
Yeah. Dormitory.
Back to your back home.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. Right, one of you guys can report it to the marshals. I'm gonna go to bed.
Right, you're all kind of a rough shape. Like, you did heal test to get wounds back, but like, not only did they kind of kick the crap out of you for a minute, but like, you were just walking home from finding some weird stuff, and then out of nowhere, these people attack you. And unfortunately, you didn't get much information out of them. You killed them.
I'm definitely taking that empty scroll so I can turn that in as evidence.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's still kind of there, but like you would know that like the scroll would have like basically had the spell cast into it. And then when you read it does it. So that's why you weren't able to dispel it, because it just happens.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, yeah, because like there's a jade school, right? Because like and they're cool. Like, they've helped us before. There was the one dude that told me my staff is awesome and zombies don't want to be near me, just like everybody else. And then,
well, that one was clearly an addict. So I don't think that these guys are probably just
wizards can squirts. Do drugs. They go to school too. Everyone does them in school, probably.
That's what
the point is. These guys were not the ones who wanted us dead. Somebody else wanted us dead and used these guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, there was that Crimson gang or whatever, the mercenaries that were like kind of like morally gray, but red themed. Maybe these are mercenaries as well, but
I think we take it to the marshals and ask them if they know about a green cult.
Yeah. I also think the time has come. We need to claim our color. We can't use green. We can't use purple. We can't use red.
I like brown and gray.
Brown doesn't show dirt as much. And if we end up in the sewers or like shat our pants, we're fine.
That's right.
We could be the brown busters. The
brown muskets.
Brown musket. The brown brigade.
Yeah.
You already have a title, Mina.
I know, but we need like a collective group title.
And we could meet in the sewers too.
Yeah.
So then like, if like, so we initiate someone into our gang and like they want to be part of the brown group, we can be like, if you're brown, flush it down. Cause that's where our meetings are held. Yeah. Right? Is in the sewers.
Gotta go down to Brown Town.
Yeah.
That's right.
Brown Town. Jeez.
And then we could have like a little like a cappella group or a band on the side, and we could call ourselves the Brown Note.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're so good at it, we all brown out at the end.
Yeah. Band.
Yeah. This is making so much sense that I think I might be delirious.
That's how you know.
That's a bad sign.
Well, at least your shoulder's located now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot where it was.
That was scary.
craziest thing.
All right, so we can end where we started the other day. This was a crazy day. Well, you had a nice chill morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to go see a dissection that, of course, went bad.
Yeah, had been previously dissected.
Things
that was the highlight of my day, if I may be honest.
Right? The day was looking pretty good until you were trying to walk home in the dark and got ambushed.
Yeah, we were together too.
Bunch of stabs and slashes. So we'll end with everybody can make a quick average endurance test. Try to get some, if you need wounds back overnight.
I'm fine.
Otherwise, we will pick up in the morning.
How much do I get back?
Your toughness bonus. Plus the success level. So if you have negative, You might still get some tough, some wounds back.
I'm full, baby.
I promise I did not.
Oh, no. So Webby does not have a good night's sleep. Maybe the spell lingers in your mind and shows you some broken dreams. But 266 will come back and see what you might do with this information.
Yeah, we gotta pick up these sticks.
Jade sticks?